Welcome back. During this afternoon's press conference, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell wasn't asked directly about cryptocurrencies, but we did still see a reaction in crypto markets to this latest Fed decision. Now, Bitcoin prices paired gains from earlier today, and those are now trading around $37,000. That price action is similar to what we saw in equities as well. For more, we're welcoming in Nick Day, CoinDesk Managing Editor of Global Policy and Regulation. And Nick, given that the fact that Bitcoin's correlation with stocks recently has increased, the fact that we've been hearing that tighter monetary policy could weigh on speculative assets like Bitcoin, should crypto investors be paying more attention to what's been coming out from the Fed?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, I think crypto investors should always really be paying attention, you know, especially given that the Fed has at least recently started making actual announcements related to how it's approaching at least central bank digital currencies, if not Bitcoin and other digital assets directly. But yeah, there's definitely a lot to pay attention to. And as you noted, crypto has been, you know, if not directly correlating with equities and more traditional securities, it has been, you know, some pretty similar trends recently.
Help us understand what it would look like. Let's plan a year into the future. The Fed says, or somehow, we're going to get some kind of digital central bank digital coin. What's the impact on Bitcoin and other crypto assets, or would there be an impact?
Honestly, I don't think there really would be. Right now, the way the Fed, you know, seems to be approaching this idea of a central bank digital currency or a digital dollar is, you know, just kind of a, you know, potentially blockchain-based equivalent to the existing dollar. So, you know, in a report published last week, the Fed kind of outlined how it, you know, is looking at the necessary, you know, policy goals. And none of them really kind of address the, you know, role that Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies are playing right now. It's more just, you know, they want a digital version, or potentially would want a digital version of the dollar that could be used for international policy or, you know, to further any of the existing goals for the dollar as it stands. So Bitcoin, you know, whatever happens with Bitcoin and Ether and other digital assets, I think that will continue on its own trend regardless.
So just to follow up with what you just said, and it helps us understand the impact. If we get this central bank digital whatever in a year, it doesn't impact what we call currencies, cryptocurrencies, which are really assets. But doesn't it kind of pull the curtain back, you know, from the Wizard of Oz and say, look, these have value, but it's kind of like gold. I mean, I'm watching the mayor of New York get paid in Bitcoin, but he might as well just get paid in gold because Bitcoin in the world you've just perhaps laid out for us works in the same way, right?
Yeah, I mean, my interpretation of that report is that if the Fed receives authorization from Congress and the president to launch a central bank digital currency, and it actually does so, then they're not going to be looking to, you know, rewrite the global financial, you know, system here. They're just trying to do what they've always been doing. And so in that sense, it's, you know, a little bit of a conservative, you know, description, even you could say. Whereas, yeah, Bitcoin is going to, it's currently being looked at as, you know, this sort of, you know, potential inflation hedge, potential, you know, chaos hedge. And I don't see that changing, especially from those who are, you know, true believers in Bitcoin. They're not going to be looking to a Fed digital dollar as, you know, a either, you know, vindication of digital assets or as the end of digital assets.
I want to shift gears and ask about something on the state level, because the New York State Senate just confirmed Adrian Harris, who is a former federal official and professor, to lead the New York Department of Financial Services. I'm wondering, what do you think this means for the outlook for cryptocurrency regulation and policies in New York State specifically?
So Adrian Harris actually had a confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee in New York on Monday, and she actually did kind of describe her approach to crypto in saying that she wants to give more resources to the team that reviews BitLicense applications, so New York's virtual currency license. There's been, you know, apparently a backlog of applications. Companies want to do business, but have not had permission to do so. And she suggested that she would, you know, support giving that team more personnel or whatever they need to do so. She also expressed support for a Senate bill that would allow NYDFS to collect assessments off of crypto, you know, off of the companies it regulates. So, you know, the New York Department of Financial Services does not get, you know, funding directly from the state itself. It's funded partly by, you know, assessments and, you know, whatnot it collects from the companies it's overseeing. So it could, you know, give it a bit more some more resources to oversee crypto and crypto companies, but it could also mean crypto companies have to, you know, maybe factor that into whether or not they want to do business in the state to begin with.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Nick Day is CoinDesk Managing Editor of Global Policy and Regulation. Thank you so much for your time.